At a British conference on comparative religions, experts were discussing about whether there was anything or one belief about Christianity that set it apart from other religions.
在一个英国的一个会议当中呢，大家在讨论比较宗教学，那这些专家们他们就讨论有什么事情，一件事情关于基督教是跟其他宗教不一样。
One expert suggested the incarnation when the Son of God became a human.
有些人就说，那可能是道成肉身。
But other experts just shot that idea down because there are other religions where God had, the gods had appeared in human forms.
但是当这个道上人提出来的时候呢，其他专家都说，这个不对，因为在其他宗教也有神成为人的样式出现了。
Another expert suggested the resurrection, but again, other religions had accounts of people returning from the dead.
那有一个人就说，那可能是复活。那其他专家又说，这个也不对，因为在其他宗教里面也有人从死里复活。
As the debate went on, C.S. Lewis walked into the room and asked, "What's all this rumpus about?"
那当大家在热烈讨论的时候 ，C.S. Lewis 他进来了，然后他说：“你们在吵什么？”
So they told him what they were talking about.
那他们就告诉他们在讨论什么。
In a straightforward manner, Mr. Lewis responded, "Oh, that's easy. The thing that separates Christianity from all other religions is grace."
那这个C.S. Lewis 他就很直接的跟大家讲说，这个答案很简单啊，就是恩典啊。
The conferees discussed the suggestion for a while, and then they all had to agree.
那大家就继续又为这个事情讨论一阵子，但是呢，最后大家不得不都同意。
No other religion teaches that God's love come to us free of charge, with no strings attached.
因为没有其他宗教告诉我们说神的爱临到我们当中是免费的，是完全没有条件的。
This teaching seems to go against every instinct of our human nature.
所以这样子的状况呢，其实是对我们的这个直觉反应是觉得很不对劲的。
The Buddhist Eightfold Path, the Hindu doctrine of karma, the Jewish covenant, and the Muslim Five Pillars all teach that you have to earn God's approval.
在佛教里面呢有八正道，在印度教里面呢讲的是业跟业力，在犹太教呢讲的是约，在穆斯林教呢讲的是武功，通在讲呢是说我们必须要努力的做，能够得到神的赞许。
Only Christianity has the audacity to make God's love unconditional.
那只有基督教呢敢宣称神的爱是完全没有条件的。
Many of us have memorized the words to the hymn Amazing Grace.
那我们很多人可能对奇恩典这首歌的歌词都已经耳熟能详，都会背了。
And yet many of us have ceased to be amazed at God's grace.
但是很多人可能都已经不觉得神的恩典是有多么奇异了。
So why is it that way?
为什么呢？
I believe that it's either because we truly do not understand what God's grace is, or it's we become overly familiar with God's grace.
那有两种可能，一个就是呢，我们其实不是真正的了解神的恩典有多奇异；另外可能性呢，是我们已经太习以为常神的奇异恩典。
We've gotten to the point where we have actually taken God's grace for granted.
可能是已经到一个程度，觉得说把神的恩典就觉得是很平常的事情。
So we need to ask ourselves questions like, "What's so amazing?" About God's grace.
所以我们可以问我们自己一个问题，说神的恩典到底有多奇异呢？
Why does grace set Christianity apart from every other religion?
为什么恩典是让基督教跟其他宗教都不一样的事情呢？
Ephesians chapter 2 verses 1 through 10, the Apostle Paul answers these questions by pointing out five amazing things about grace.
所以在以弗所书第二章一到十节，使徒保罗他就指出有五点是为什么这个神的恩典是这么奇异。
And today as we study this passage, it's my prayer that we regain a sense of wonder for God's amazing grace.
所以希望我们今天在研读这几段圣经的时候呢，我们可以再一次的因为神的恩典是多么的奇异而感到高兴。
So let's begin our study of God'sGrace by taking a look at its first amazing aspect in verses 1 through 3.
所以让我们一起来看看第一点，神的恩典为什么这么奇异？我们看一到三节。
So the first amazing thing about grace is the potential recipients of God's grace.
所以第一个，为什么神的恩典这么奇异呢？就是说，神的这个可能可以接受这接受到这些恩典的人是多么的奇异。
So who are these people who potentially can receive God's grace?
那这些可能可以得到恩典这些人是谁呢？
According to verse 3, all of us are being referred to in these verses.
那在第三节里面讲到的就是所有的这些人。
Therefore, the potential recipients of God's grace includes all of us.
所以呢，可能可以得到恩典这些人就是我们所有的人。
All of mankind.
就是所有人。
That includes you and includes me.
那也包括你，包括我。
But the thing that makes us potential recipients so amazing is not that we are so worthy of God's grace.
但是呢，这个让我们这些可能得到恩典的人是如此奇异呢？不是因为我们值得得到这个恩典。
On the contrary, the thing that makes us so amazing is that we're so unworthy of God's grace.
那相反的，让我们这些可能得到恩典的人是这么奇异呢？是因为我们是完全不配得这个恩典。
In these three verses, the Apostle Paul describes three conditions of mankind.That makes us unworthy of God's grace.
所以在这三节里面呢，使徒保罗他就指出，我们人类的三点是让我们完全不配得到神的恩典。
The first condition is described in verse 1, where the Apostle Paul writes, "As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins."
使徒保罗就说：“你们是死在过犯罪恶之中。”
First reason that we are unworthy of God's grace is that we were dead in our trespasses and sin.
所以第一个让我们不值得、不配得这个恩典的呢，就是因为我们死在罪恶过犯之中。
Now the word for trespass means to cross a known boundary.
所以罪恶呢，在原文希腊原文呢讲的是。越界了。
In other words, we know what is wrong, but we do it anyway.
那也就是说，我们已经知道什么是错，可是还要去做。
The Greek word for sin means to miss a target or to fall short of a standard.
那在希腊文原文的罪恶呢？原文的意思是说没有达到标点，没有正中红心，或者是你没有达到标准。
In other words,God's entrance requirements is moral perfection, but we fall way short of that standard.
也就是说，神对于进入天堂的标准呢，是非常的高，是完美的标准。但是呢，我们就是没有达到那个标准。
So we're not only rebels who have trespassed God's standards, but we are also spiritual failures that have fallen way short of God's standards.
所以我们不光是做了不该做的事情呢，我们还达不到神的标准。
Some people would say that our perception of God is way too stringent.
那有人说，哎，你这个对神的概念是太严格了吧？
Surely God would not expect moral perfection.
但是啊，神不会要求我们在道德上面要完全的完美吧？
Surely He would allow nice people into heaven who only occasionally sin.
神应该会让那些好人，他们只是犯一点点的罪呢，可以进天堂。
But imagine that you went to a French restaurant and you ordered a bowl of soup.
那你想象一下，如果你去一个法国餐厅，然后你叫了碗汤。
But when you receive your bowl of soup, you find a small cockroach swimming in it.
但是你的汤来的时候呢，发现里面还是小蟑螂在那边游泳。
So you tell your waiter, "Sir, I demand my money back."
然后你就跟那个侍者讲了，我要退钱。
There's a cockroach swimming in my soup.
我的汤里面有只蟑螂在游泳。
But your waiter replies.
那你的侍者这样说。
Ma'am, you can't possibly expect us to return your money.
你不要想说我们会退你钱的啦。
After all, it's only a small cockroach.
它就是这么小只的蟑螂。
You most likely would respond, I don't care if there is one small cockroach in there or if there's a dozen huge cockroaches in there.
那你最可能回答就是说，不管它是超小的蟑螂还是一打巨大的蟑螂在里面。
Either way, my soup is contaminated, and I refuse to eat it.
因为我的汤不论怎么样都是已经受到污染了，我是不可能喝这个汤了。
Well, in the same way, if God allowed even one little sin into heaven, that sin would contaminate heaven.
也相同的, 如果神让一点点的罪恶进入到天堂的话, 那他也可以污染整个天堂。
Sin would spread like it did after Adam and Eve sinned here on earth.
所以这个罪在天堂的散布呢, 就好像亚当跟夏娃当初犯了一点罪, 但是他已经散布到全世界全人类。
Heaven would become just like earth with all the suffering that sin causes.
所以那天堂不就变成像地上一样吗? 就在地上充满了因为罪所带来的许多的痛苦。
But the Bible says that we are not only dead in that we are characterized by sin, but it goes on to say that we are actually dead in sin.
那不光是圣经不光说我们是在过犯罪恶当中，我们是死在过犯罪恶当中。
In other words, we are spiritually dead.
也就是说，我们的灵是死的。
So what does it mean to be spiritually dead?
那灵死亡了是什么意思呢？
In John 17, verse 3, Jesus describes spiritual life. Now this is eternal life, that you might know, that they might know you, the true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
那在约翰福音17章3节, 耶稣这样子来描述属灵的生活,他说, 认识你独一的真神, 并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督, 这就是永生。
In other words, spiritual life is to know God and to have a friendship with Him.
那所以属灵的生命呢, 就是说认识神, 而且跟神有关系。
And therefore, spiritual death is to not know God and to be separated from Him.
那属灵的死亡呢, 就是与神分开, 而且不认识神。
But not only are we spiritually dead, verse 2 goes on to say that we are spiritually enslaved.
那我们不光是在死在灵魂上面死了，而且呢，我们还是
Paul writes, "In which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient."
我们还是成为罪恶的奴隶，因为在第二，在保罗他又这样讲，他说那时你们在其中的行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领。
According to this passage, we are enslaved by three cruel slave masters.
所以在这一段经文里面呢，我们就知道说我们是有三个掌管奴隶的这些三个首领。
The Apostle Paul states that the first master that we serve is the world.
他说第一个
Now, what does the Apostle Paul mean when he is talking about the world?
那当他在讲今世的风俗的时候是什么意思呢？
We can biblically define the world by stating that the world is the society on this earth that lives in apathy and or rebellion to God.
所以在我们可以定义一下，圣经里面讲的这个今世或者世俗呢，讲的就是说，在这个世界上面，对神是冷漠的，对神是背逆的这些人。
In other words, the world is that belief system that leaves God out of the picture and refuses to allow Him to be their master.
也就是说，今世的风俗的意思呢，就是说我们拒绝神在我们的当中，把神赶出去了，而且呢，不愿意听从神。
But if the truth were to be known, we were not merely enslaved by the world. Even worse, we were enslaved by Satan himself.
所以呢，我们不光是今世风俗的奴隶，我们还是撒旦的奴隶。
Paul states that we have followed the ways of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient.
因为保罗说，我们顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
In other words, the real force behind all the world's secularism, relativism, and materialism is not President Trump or President Obama.
啊，也就是说，在我们这个世俗当中，我们所随从的这些世俗主义啊，这些相对主义、唯物主义呢，这个首领并不是啊，川普总统或者是奥巴马总统。
It's not the political leaders of the United States or of China.
啊，所以不是在中国或者在或者在美国的政治领袖。
It's not the media.
也不是媒体。
It's not even the educational leaders.
啊，也不是我们的教育的首领。
The real force behind all of the world's secularism, relativism, materialism is Satan.
那真正在后面运行掌管我们现在世俗里面的世俗主义、相对主义跟唯物主义的呢，是撒旦。
In other words, before people become followers of Jesus, they are actually followers of Satan.
也就是说，当世俗的人还不认识神的时候，他们是顺从撒旦的。
No, we don't really like to think of ourselves that way.
啊，但是我们其实不觉得我们自己是这个样子。
After all, we're not the type of people who dress in black and sacrifice babies on altars.
因为我们又不是像很多人他们怎么怎么其他人，他们可能会穿黑色衣服啊，然后把那个 baby 拿去当那个奉献啊，这样子。
But the Bible says that Satan masquerades himself as an angel of light.
但是我们知道，圣经告诉我们说，撒旦他把自己伪装成光明的天使。
He is the arch enemy of God.
所以他是神他的敌人的首领。
And his mission in life is to persuade humans to rebel against God.
那撒旦他的目标呢，就是让世人骗他们，所以世人呢，他们是背逆神的。
So every time that we disobey God, we are actually following the ways of Satan, even though we are not consciously aware of it.
啊，所以虽然我们不一定是常常的知道或警觉我们在做什么，但是在每一次我们背逆神的时候，我们就是随从撒旦。
But we must understand that Satan is not a marionette who's pulling our strings and making us do things against our will.
但是我们知道说撒旦他不是好像在玩偶的那个掌控的人一样，是把我们手上的绳子抽一抽，所以我们就跟着动，虽然我们不愿意，可是我们跟着动。
Verse 3 states who our ultimate slave driver actually is.
啊，但是呢他第三节呢就告诉我们说，这个撒旦其实是我们什么是我对不起，罪恶是我们心里面最终驱使我们犯罪的。
Our ultimate slave driver is our own sinful nature.
也就是我们里面的罪性是最终驱使我们犯罪的。
In other words, your worst slave driver is the person who stares at you in the mirror.
也就是说，那个掌控你去犯罪的，就是你在镜子里面看到的那个自己。
We follow the ways of the world and we follow the ways of Satan, not because they are forcing us to follow them. Instead, we follow them because we want to.
我们追随顺从世俗世界的风俗，我们顺服这个世界空中的掌权者，并不是因为我们被人家逼着去做，而是因为我们喜欢去做。
And we were powerless to follow God because our desires were too strong.
所以我们没有这个能力去追随神，因为我们里面的欲望呢，是让我们去背逆神的。
And that means that every human is totally depraved.
那也就是说啊，每一个这个人类呢，都是没有能力的。
Now that doesn't mean that each of us is equally bad.
那也是说我们每一个人都是这么差。
It does not mean that each of us is as bad as we could be.
啊，但是他讲的意思就是说，我们每一个人都是我们达到最低的这个程度呢，就是这么低。
But it does mean that everything about us has been tainted by sin.
而且他讲的就是说，我们所言所行跟我们有关的所有的事情呢，都被罪所影响了。
So that means that we're not only spiritually dead and spiritually enslaved, but it also means that we are spiritually doomed.
也就是说，我们不光是在灵里面死了。也不光是我们在灵里面是奴隶，而且呢，我们在灵里面呢是没有盼望，是注定要失败的。
Whereas the last part of verse 3 states, we were by nature objects of wrath.
也就是在第三节后面讲说呢，我们本是可怒之子。
So the natural question is, whose wrath is being aimed at us?
那也就是我们要问说，那谁对我们愤怒呢？
John 3:36 answers this question, where John writes, "Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, but God's wrath remains on him."
约翰福音3:36说，信子的人有永生，不信子的人得不着永生，神的震怒常在他身上。
In other words, we were objects of God's wrath.
所以也就是说是神的愤怒在我们身上。
But I thought God was the God of love.
那你不是说神是爱人的吗？
Well, he is.
那神是爱。
He loves the sinner, but he hates the sin.
他爱这个罪人，但是呢，他却恨恶罪。
He's a righteous God who cannot tolerate our rebellion.
他是一个公义的神，他没有办法容忍一点罪。
He is a loving God who hates how our rebellion has made us to suffer.
他是爱我们的神，所以他不愿意见我们，因为我们的罪就跟神分开了。
He's a wise God who knows that even if a little sin was allowed into heaven, that the occupants of heaven would experience the same kind of suffering that the occupants of earth experience.
然后他是一个智慧的神，所以他知道说，如果在天堂容许一点点的罪在里面的话，那罪在天堂的效果啊，会造成很多的痛苦，就好像罪在地上啊，造成这么多痛苦一样。
Therefore, he is an angry God that must destroy sin.Like a surgeon who knows that she must destroy cancer instead of tolerating its presence.
所以他是一个愤怒的神，因为他没有办法忍受罪，就好像是一个开刀的医生，他没有办法忍受病人身体里面有这个癌症一样，必须要把它除掉。
So these pictures portray an ugly picture of us humans.
所以这个整个画的一个图画呢，就是我们人类是多么的污秽。
We are slaves to sin who are totally helpless to save ourselves.
我们是罪的奴仆，我们是没有办法靠我们自己救我们自己的。
Now, that's a different picture than other religions would portray.
所以这个呢，跟其他的宗教所说的人类是不一样的形象。
Other religions would not say that we are dead in sin, but that we are merely handicapped in our sin.
其他宗教可能不会说我们在罪恶当中是死亡的，他可能会说我们因为罪是有点障碍。
The other religions would say that that would not say that we are incapable of saving ourselves, but that if we work hard enough by following their standards, we just might be able to earn our salvation.
所以其他宗教不会说我们对于拯救我们自己是完全没有办法，他会说如果你努力的话呢，你很有可能就可以救你自己。
However, it's important for us to believe the amazing facts that the Bible declares about the condition of the potential recipients of God's grace so that we can appreciate the amazing facts that the Bible declares about the benefactor of God's grace. In other words, so that we can appreciate God and be amazed at Him.
所以我们必须要明白圣经里面怎么讲我们这些可能得到恩典的人，我们这些奇异的特点啊，就让我们可以明白说，这个当我们得到神的恩典的时候，这个好处，这个恩典的奇异在哪里，所以我们就可以好好的感谢神给我们的恩典。
Apostle Paul writes the following about God in verse 4, but because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy.
在第四节使徒保罗说，然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱。
In this verse, Paul describes two amazing facts about God.
所以在这个经节里面呢，使徒保罗他描述到了神的两个特点。
The first fact about God is that he is rich in mercy.
第一个讲的就是神他是有丰盛的怜悯。
Now, what is mercy?
那什么是怜悯呢？
Mercy is not giving us the punishment that we deserve.
那怜悯的意思呢，就是不把我们应该得到的惩罚给我们。
A mother once approached Napoleon, begging that he would pardon her son.
有一次一个母亲跑去跟拿破仑求情，拜托他能够赦免他的儿子。
Napoleon replied that the young man had committed the same crime twice, and so justice demanded the death penalty.
那拿破仑回答说，你的儿子他犯一样的罪犯了两次，所以呢，在公义的道理来讲，他必须要接受死亡。
The mother replied, but I did not ask for justice, I asked for mercy.
那这个妈妈就说，我不是要求你要公平的审判，我是要求你要有怜悯。
But your son does not deserve mercy, Napoleon replied.
那拿破仑说，但是你的儿子不值得怜悯啊。
Sir, the woman cried, it would not be mercy if he deserved it, and mercy is all I can ask for.
这个母亲就回答了。说如果他值得被怜悯的话，那这个就不是真的怜悯了。所以我是求你有怜悯。
Well then, the emperor replied, I shall have mercy.
好，接下来拿破仑就说，那我就给他怜悯。
And he spared the woman's son.
所以他就让这儿子不需要死亡。
We have committed our crimes against God millions of times.
那其实我们是有成千百万次的机会，我们犯罪。
Justice declared that we deserve to be eternally condemned in hell.
按照公义的道理来讲，我们应该是在永恒的地狱当中。
And yet God in His mercy provided a way in which we could escape our doom.
但是神因为他的怜悯，就给我们一个方法，所以我们可以不要进入这个永恒的地狱。
But God is not only rich in mercy.
但是神不光是有丰富的怜悯
He is also great in love.
他还有大爱
A biblical love is not a mere nice feeling. Instead, it's unconditional acts of kindness.
所以在圣经里面讲的爱呢，不是说你感觉很好。那在圣经里面讲的爱呢，是一个没有条件的一个恩慈的行为。
Biblical love is when the lover takes the initiative to meet the needs of others.
那这个圣经里面讲的爱呢，就是说这个爱人的这个人，他主动的来给这个爱。
Love and mercy are the two sides of the coin of grace.
所以呢，爱跟怜悯呢是这个恩典的两面。
Mercy means that we don't get the bad that we deserve.
所以我们有恩典的话呢，我们就不需要得到我们应该得的处罚。
Love means that we get the good that we don't deserve.
那爱的意思呢，就是我们得到我们不应当配得的爱。
Now, how did God show His love to us?
那神怎么向我们显明他的爱呢？
Romans 5 verses 6 through 8 answers this question, and Mavis will read it in Chinese while the rest of us can read it in English.
罗马书五章六到八节就告诉我们了，说因我们还软弱的时候，基督就是按所定的日期为罪人死。为一人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
In other words, God in His justice demanded that somebody must experience the equivalent of hell for billions of people.
也就是说呢，神因他公义的原因，他说所有的人都要因为他们的罪而到地狱里面去。
But God in His love became the man Christ Jesus.
但是神因为爱的缘故，他就变成了他的爱子耶稣基督。
And when Jesus died on the cross, He took the punishment for the sins that He took the punishment for our sins that we deserved.
但是当耶稣基督为我们在十字架上钉死的时候，他就为我们担当了我们应得的那个惩罚。
He experienced the equivalent of hell so that we would not need to.
他自己经历了这个地狱的这个经过，所以我们不需要有这样的经验。
It would be like a judge sentencing a murderer to the electric chair.
那好像是一个公寓的法官，他把一个犯罪的人定罪，说他必须要坐在电椅上面处死。
But during the night before the execution, the judge would sneak in the office and exchange his civilian clothes for the prisoner's prison clothes.
那但是呢，在行这个死刑的前一天晚上，这个法官自己进入他的办公室，然后他把他的衣服换下来，把罪犯的衣服穿上
，and disguise himself to look like a prisoner，
所以让他自己看起来像一个囚犯。
But not only would the judge give the prisoner his freedom，
而且呢，不光是这个法官，他要给这个囚犯呢自由。
But he would also give the prisoner his inheritance.
他还要把这个法官自己的所有的产业都给这个罪犯。
The next day, the prisoner would go free and enjoy the inheritance of the judge.
所以第二天呢，这个犯罪的人他可以自由的离开，而且还可以继承这个法官的产业。
But the judge would be executed.
但是这个法官自己要被处死。
Now, no other religion has this perception that God is a God of grace.
所以没有其他宗教呢，知道说他们的神是一个怜悯，是一个有恩典的神。
For many Buddhists and Hindus, God is an impersonal force.
好像在佛教跟印度教呢，神是一个不是人性的，没有人味的神。
And although the Jews and Muslims believe that God is a personal being, neither believes that He would humble Himself by taking on the punishment for our sins.
虽然犹太教跟穆斯林教，他们都承认神是一个有位格的，但是他们都不愿意承认说神他愿意谦卑下来为我们担当我们的罪。
But that is what God did for us when His Son died on the cross for us.
但是神他的确是这样为我们做了，当他让他的爱子在十字架上为我们的死的时候，神就成就了。
He not only delivered us from our punishment, but He also gave us the inheritance of His Son.
神不但让我们不需要得到罪的这个惩罚，而且他还给我们不应得的产业。
Now the amazing gift is described in verses 5 through 7.Which Mavis will read out loud.
那这个奇异的礼物呢？我们在五节到七节可以看到，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩。他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在耶稣基督里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。
Fortunately, Jesus did not stay in the grave after he died on the cross.
所以幸运的是，耶稣他并没有在他钉死之后停留在坟墓，永远留在坟墓里面。
Instead, he rose 3 days later so that we can enjoy his heavenly blessings.
相反，他三天之后就复活过来，所以我们可以跟他一同来承受天堂的丰盛。
In fact, in some mystical sense, when Jesus rose from the dead,We also rose with him.
所以也就是说，当耶稣他从坟墓里面复活的时候，我们也复活了。
When Jesus ascended into heaven, we also ascended with him.
那耶稣他升天的时候，我们也与他一同升天。
And when Jesus sat down at the right hand of God, we also sat down at the right hand of God with him.
当耶稣坐在神宝座的右边的时候，我们也与基督一同坐在神的右边。
All the verb tenses in verse 5 and 6 are in the past tense.
所以我们看到在5到7节里面的所有动词都是过去式。
But how can that be true when we haven't been resurrected from the dead or ascended into heaven or reigning in heaven yet?
Well, 那但是为什么我们都还没有复活，也没有升天，也还没有坐在神的右边，那怎么是过去式呢？
It's true for 2 reasons.
这个是真的，有两个原因。
First, God is outside of time.
第一个，因为神呢，他是不受时间限制。
And in His eyes, He is so confident that He has not only saved us from death, but that He will also protect us from losing our salvation, that He considers us already enjoying the blessings in heaven right now.
因为神他很有信心，他知道说他不光是已经把我们从罪恶当中救赎出来，让我们能够复活，而且他确定我们可以跟他一同在天上。
But not only does God give us eternal life in heaven, but He also gives us abundant life here on earth.
神不光是赐给我们在天堂的永恒的生命，他让我们在地上也享受丰盛。
In other words, we can enjoy the kingdom of heaven while we are still here on earth.
也就是说，当我们还在地上的时候，我们就已经可以享受天堂一样的生活。
We can experience life to its fullest when we surrender to His will.
所以当我们降服在神的旨意当中的时候，我们就可以享受生命当中的丰富。
Now this view of the afterlife differs from other religions.
所以这样子死后的生命跟其他的宗教的看法是不一样的。
The Eastern religions teach that through a series of reincarnation, you lose your individuality and your desires.
所以在东方的宗教呢讲说透过轮回，我们可以不要再有以前的身份了，然后我们也不用再受到以前的痛苦。
The Muslims teach about enjoying a paradise in which one can enjoy the sensual pleasures denied here on earth.
那伊斯兰教人相信呢，我们可以在天堂享受一些在地上 不被允许享受的这些感官上面的欲望。
And though some Jews believe in a heaven in which they will live with God, they do not believe that they will enjoy the intimacy with Jesus.
在犹太教里面，有一些人他们觉得说，虽然我们可以到天堂与神同在，但是我们却没有办法享受与耶稣在一块的这个亲密。
Only Christians believe that by God's grace, we can enjoy intimacy with Jesus forever.
那只有基督教说，因为神的恩典，我们可以与耶稣同在。
But how can we enjoy the life of Jesus Christ?
所以那我们怎么样享受跟耶稣同在的这样的生活呢？
How can we enjoy this gift of grace?
那我们怎么样享受神赐给我们恩典这样子的礼物呢？
There are two false theories within Christendom on this.
那在这个世上很多基督徒呢，可能有两个是错误的理论。
One theory is that Jesus died for all the people in this world so that all the people in this world will actually go to heaven whether they are Christians or not.
一个理论是说呢，因为基督已经为世人死了，所以呢，所有世界上的人都会上天堂，不管他们是不是基督徒。
This theory is called universalism.
那这个呢，是叫做普遍主义。
The other theory is that though Jesus died on the cross to pay for our sins, we need to earn our forgiveness by doing good works.
另外一个理论就是说呢，因为耶稣在十字架上为我们死了，所以呢，我们必须要努力的做，让我们能够配得、值得得到耶稣的救恩。
However, the Bible disagrees with both of these theories.
但是圣经呢，对于两个理论呢，都是反对的。
Mavis will read Ephesians 2:8-9.
那我们来读以弗所书二章八到九节。你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
According to these verses, not everybody receives this gift.
就按照这一段经文呢，我们知道并不是所有人都得到这个礼物。
You see, God is a gentleman, and He will not force His love on anybody who does not choose to accept it.
因为神呢，他不会强迫不想要得到这份礼物的人去得到。
God only gives His gift to those who want to accept it as a gift.
所以神只把这个礼物给那个想要得到这份礼物的人。
In addition, you cannot receive this gift by working for it.
此外，你也没有办法因为努力就得到这个礼物。
God only gives His eternal life to those who want. God can only give the gift to those who receive this gift by not working for it.
因为神呢，其实他只给那个不是努力去想要得到那些人得到神恩典的这份礼物。
You see, to earn a gift is an oxymoron.
所以呢，你知道在想要努力得到这个礼物呢，其实是一个互相矛盾的。
If you earn something, it's no longer a gift. Instead, it's wages.
如果你是因为努力而得到的呢，那就不是礼物了，因为这个是你应得的。
Now, according to the Apostle Paul, the way that we can receive this gift is by faith.
所以使徒保罗就说，唯一的方式让我们可以得到这个礼物的话呢，就是靠着信心。
But what is saving faith?
那什么叫做信心呢？
Saving faith is transferring your faith so that your faith that you can earn your way to heaven, and putting your faith that Jesus died for your sins.By dying on the cross, and that He rose again to give you eternal life.
所以这个救赎的这个信心的意思呢，就是说你本来的信心是在你觉得你应该靠行为得到的这个救恩，你把它转化成你的信心在于因为知道耶稣基督在十字架上为你的罪而死。
If you have not yet transferred your faith for your afterlife to the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, you are in spiritual danger.
如果你还没有把你的信心你死后的这个状况从你自己的努力而转化到对耶稣基督在十字架上为我们做的事情的话，那你的属灵生活是很危险。
In fact, if you continue to trust in your good works to earn your way into heaven, you will spend an eternity in hell.
其实如果你真的是觉得你必须要靠你的努力才能进天堂的话呢，你这样的信心会带领你去永恒的地狱。
But you can be rescued if you believe in Jesus as your personal Savior.
但是你是有救的，因为如果你愿意相信耶稣基督成为你生命救主的话。
But only you can choose to jump into the arms of Jesus Christ.
但是只有你自己可以选择，你可以跳入耶稣基督的怀抱。
Nobody else can make that decision for you.
没有一个人可以为你做这样的决定。
Yes, how can I take this jump?
对, 那我怎么样跳进去呢?
It's as simple as praying a short prayer to God.
那其实很简单，就做一个简短的祷告。
The words are not magical, but the faith behind those words will be your way of receiving this free gift.
所以你做这个祷告讲的话呢，并不是好像魔术一样有魔力的，但是你在说这个话背后支持的这个信心，就是一个能够让你得到神恩典的这个礼物的管道。
If you would like to receive the gift of eternal life, then pray this prayer with me.
如果你愿意得到这个永恒生命的礼物的话，你现在跟我做这样的祷告。
Dear God, I realize that I've been rebelling against you and that I have failed to meet your standards.
哦，亲爱的主啊，我知道我没有达到你所给我设的目标。
But I thank you that out of your love and mercy, you sent Jesus to die to take the punishment for my rebellion, and that you resurrected him so that I could have eternal life.
我们谢谢你的爱跟你的怜悯，所以你把耶稣基督差遣来，为我们的过犯的结果而担当，所以我们可以不要得到这个过犯的结果。
I now transfer my eternal life from doing good works to believing that Jesus alone could give me eternal life.
现在我愿意把我本来相信应该靠我自己的努力而得到永生的信心转化到相信耶稣基督为我的罪在十字架上死亡的事实。
Come into my life and change me in any way that you want.
请你进到我的生命来改变我。
In Jesus' name.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, some people would say, man, that is way too easy.
那有些人说这个未免太简单了吧。
If you believe that salvation is merely by accepting the gift by faith, people end up trying to get the best of both worlds by believing in Jesus so they can get into heaven, but enjoying sinful pleasures while they're here on earth.
那有人说，如果这么简单的话，那我就赶快接受主耶稣基督给我的救恩，然后但是同时呢，我又在世上享受我这个罪恶当中的乐趣。
But according to verse 10, the opposite situation should actually happen to those who truly believe.
但是呢，根据第十节，我们知道说，真正相信的人，他们是什么样状态呢
？It made us read that verse.
我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
According to this passage, when a person truly believes in Jesus as her Savior, the natural result will be good works.
所以按照这段经文来讲，当一个人真正接受耶稣基督的时候，他所做出来的行为就是行善。
One of the reasons is that Christianity makes people better is that they become less prideful and more thankful.
也就是说，耶稣基督基督教让人让基督徒变得更好呢，是因为他们更不骄傲，而更有感恩。
When they realize what God did for them.And that they didn't do anything to earn it or deserve it, their life becomes one big thank you note.
所以当他们发现说神给他们的恩典不是因为他们的努力，而是一个免费的，一个按照因为怜悯跟爱所赐给他们的礼物的时候，他们的整个生命就好像是写给神的一个感谢信。
So grace is truly amazing.
所以恩典是真的很奇异。
It's amazing because we are totally unworthy of it.
它很奇异，因为我们是完全不配得到的。
It's amazing because the giver is so merciful and loving.
它很奇异，因为给这个恩典的呢，是非常的有怜悯跟爱的。
It's amazing because of the generosity of that gift.
它很奇异，因为它这个礼物是非常的慷慨的。
It's amazing because it's so easy to receive.
它很奇异，因为它是这么容易就可以得到的。
And it's amazing because it changes our lives so much.
但其实因为它是有如此大的能力可以改变我们的生命。
But the question is, how will you respond?
那个问题是，那你如何回应呢？
Will you try to continue to earn your way to heaven?
我们其实还是想要靠我们自己的努力来进天堂。
Or will you respond by believing in Jesus, but then continue to live a life of sinfulness and worldliness?
所以有一些人他却是接受这个礼物，可是同时又在随从世俗的风俗，过在罪恶当中的快乐。
Or will you respond by believing in God and then living for God?
还是你愿意回应神，借由你相信神，而且用你的生命来为神做事，来回应他呢？
Or as Augustine said, love God and then do as you please.
那奥古斯丁说，爱神，做神所喜爱的事。
Now that would be amazing.
那这个就会很奇异。
That would be amazing grace.
那这个就是奇异的恩典。
In your bulletins, there's a response sheet in which you can indicate how you would like to respond to God's grace. And we'd like for each of you to fill out one of these response sheets.
在我们的回应单里面有一张是让我们对今天的讲道有回应的，请你现在就填你愿意怎么样回应神的奇异恩典。
If you do not have a writing utensil, please raise your hand and the ushers will pass you a pencil.
如果你没有东西写的话，请你举手，我们会拿笔给你。
So just take a few moments to fill out the response sheet to indicate how you want to respond, particularly if there is some way that we as leaders in this church can help you in your next step in your spiritual life.
So, 请你写下来，你愿意如何的回应？那教会的领袖会帮助你。
If you don't have anything else to write, we encourage you to write a prayer request, and we'd like to pray for you.
那如果你没有写说你要如何回应的话，你也可以把你自己想要代祷的事项写下来。
And when you have filled out the response sheet, we'd ask you to pass your response sheets to your left so that our ushers can pick them up.
那你写好的时候可以传到左边，我们招待就会把它收起来。
We'll ask the worship team to come up here.